This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As immigration issues heat up again, a new group of progressive activists have begun meetings to organize a more sympathetic and supportive response. Co-founder Carl Patrick says they're calling themselves White Anti-Racist Allies.
Back in November, I helped organize a workshop at the Peace and Justice Center in Santa Rosa called Challenging White Supremacy. We went over the history of how racism developed in the United States, how concepts of white privilege play out today. We give examples of how racism has affected social movements negatively, and also examples of white people throughout history stepping up to challenge racism and challenge white privilege, and ways that we can do that today.
Through a series of monthly meetings that have ensued since February, a solid core of interested individuals has emerged.
We have about 60 people in the group, officially and unofficially representing roughly 25 or 30 different organizations. Every meeting that we've had has had between 30 and 35 people involved, so it's a pretty good-sized group. The overall strategy is to figure out how we can actually build a multiracial movement. The idea of having white anti-racist groups is not to segregate the movement, but to figure out strategically how we can more effectively build multiracial movements. Because the truth of the matter is, if we don't have these discussions among white people, problems tend to play out when you try to build multiracial spaces, because there's just such a history of mistrust and bad dynamics and internal oppressions playing out in groups. And so we want to solve those problems and create really strong multiracial movements.
One important message, Patrick emphasizes, is being clear about the distinction between charity, which does not address underlying attitudes of privilege, and solidarity with those who are working for change.
Struggles for racial justice have always been led by people of color. Those who suffer racism have always been able to combat those and to free themselves from those injustices. What we really need from the white community is not a feeling that we know what's best or that we know how to solve this problem, because we really don't. We don't know how to solve the problem for other people. What our role is really is to figure out, A, how racism affects us, and B, analyzing the privileges that we get systematically from birth because of the system of racism and the history of racism, and also how we can work alongside people and what our role is.
As the White Anti-Racist Allies gain momentum and additional members, Patrick says they're preparing to spread their message in two main ways.
One being increased education both among ourselves and in community organizations, also taking these ideas into schools and also into social services, people that are doing social work. The other aspect of it is that community organizing, that more activist approach, building the capacity of white folks in the community to step up and support efforts for racial justice and immigrants' rights here in Sonoma County.
They'll take a more visible step in that direction on Saturday as participants in the annual International Workers' Day march and rally in downtown Santa Rosa.
At the very least, we're just going to try to turn out more people. Every march we've been to in the last few years, all you hear is, especially from immigrant organizers, it'd be great if there were more white people here supporting us, you know, so that's just what we're trying to do.
To find out about future meetings of the Anti-Racist Allies group, send an email to impactpetaluma@gmail.com. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.